Hello and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there. I'm your host, Molly.
And I'm Lindsay.
And today we're going to talk to you about the Bernese Mountain Dog named Barley.
But before we get going, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the breed. The Bernese Mountain Dog derived from the Roman Mastiff in the Canton of Bern region of Switzerland. Its coat is thick and soft and is a double coat in the tricolor variety of black, rust, and white. It is a large dog between 70 to 115 pounds, and its height is between 23 and 27 inches from its shoulder. The life expectancy is unfortunately only 6 to 9 years.
Ugh, that makes me so sad.
I know, because they're so happy.
They are. Yeah. They're fluffy.
Don't worry, there's going to be a bigger downer later on in this profile. So the temperament of a Bernese Mountain Dog, according to the breed standard, a Bernese Mountain Dog should not be aggressive, anxious, or distinctly shy, but rather good-natured, self-assertive, placid towards strangers, and docile. Individual temperaments may vary, though, because breeding has been less strict and is not always to breed standard. So if you're going to select a Bernese Mountain Dog as the dog for you and your family, you might want to do your research on the breeder beforehand. They are a breed that does great with children and are considered very patient. They need exercise, but have a generally low amount of endurance, so their energy comes out in short spurts. They like to stick close to their humans, and they also love outdoor activities. So what's the downsides of the Bernese Mountain Dog? And this is where we're going to get really dark.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. So they have a much higher rate of fatal cancer than other dog breeds. In the U.S. and in Canada, almost half of Bernese Mountain Dog deaths are due to cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. The average for other breeds is about 27%. Oh. They are also prone to muscular skeletal issues, such as cruciate tears, arthritis, and hip dysplasia. Many of these conditions cause a decreased lifespan or, in severe cases, mortality. Mm. Yeah. But what's the upside?
Please tell us.
So they are super friendly. They're willing to learn and get along with just about everyone and everything. They always have a smile on their face and do not need an overabundance of exercise to keep them happy. A fun fact about the Bernese Mountain Dog is that although an average litter is between 5 to 7 puppies, they can get to be as many as 15.
That is a lot of puppies.
I just feel like it's a very large span of, like, I don't know how many we're getting.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, an already large dog with 15 large puppies?
Yeah, it's like
that poor mother.
It is. It's the dog equivalent of Octomom.
Yes. Oh, that poor mom. That poor mom.
So, famous Bernese Mountain Dogs. I had a couple to choose from, but I went with Broad and Sciota, which I'm probably really butchering the pronunciation of because they are Irish names.
Oh, okay.
And they were the Bernese Mountain Dogs that belonged to President Michael D. Higgins of Ireland. So that's all I have, and I'm going to kick it over to Molly to tell you about Barley.
Thanks, Lindsay. All right, so Barley, and if you notice on the episode, mm-hmm. It has the two dots over the A.
Yeah.
So I also kept calling Barley Marley.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you spell it? And Rachel, the owner, was like, B? And I was like, my bad. Okay, so Barley was born March 21st. I'm assuming, oh no, it was 2 years ago. Okay, yeah, because he's 2 years old, so not last year. Yeah, so March 21st in Fountain Meadows, which is in Lakeland. And he's just a very happy dog. And he has a lot of fur. And these are also Rachel and Scott's words, that he's a clingy dog. So listening to what you just said about the Bernese Mountain Dog is that they are very loyal to their owners. So yes, very clingy. And he was pretty big.
Again, he was huge.
I don't know anything about breeds. So I'm like, oh my God.
He was one of the larger Bernese Mountain Dogs I've ever seen.
Yeah. And he was just so, he was so affectionate, but, like, he still had, like, that puppy energy where he wanted to play. And then he saw Jackson, who we talked about, and Barley was like, this is my match.
Yeah.
Like, same size, same fluff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play. And then, of course, Loki was confused and trying to play with him. Julio was, like, off somewhere, I think.
No.
No.
Barley was obsessed with Julio.
Oh, that's right. I think Barley really wanted some Julio that day.
Yeah, I did.
And that's why Loki was confused, because Loki was like, no.
That's my best friend.
That's my best friend. You cannot. Sorry. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yes. So, and because this makes sense, Barley gravitates towards smaller dogs.
Yeah.
To take advantage of that. But really, he's just a really happy dog, and he's just so cute and loving.
He is. He's got a big smile. I like it.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
All right, Molly. You interviewed these people.
I sure did.
I just played with the dogs. Okay, so how did Barley get his name?
Okay, so Rachel, the owner, went to Google.
Yep, as everyone does when they need to name something.
Yep, especially like a country specific. I mean, we did that with Loki. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Norwegian names. Mm. Yep. So Rachel wanted a cool Swiss name, and Barley was actually almost Axel.
I like Barley.
Yeah. And she, when she saw Barley, and Barley means bear or little bear, and mm-hmm. it's like a term of endearment.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that fits his personality.
I do too. I feel like a little bear.
Yeah, like Axel is intense.
Yeah, and he's not. He's, yeah.
Barley's a floof.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, does Barley have a middle name?
Rex, and the last name is Booze. So Barley Rex Booze.
Barley Booze.
Barley Booze.
That is the greatest.
I love that.
Is this Rachel and Scott's first dog?
Yes. First dog that they've owned together.
Okay.
But previously they have had, Scott, the owner, grew up with big dogs. And I think Rachel did also. So they grew up with bigger dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yep. That checks out.
Yep.
What's Barley's favorite toy?
Any toy that he hasn't destroyed. And that's...
You can relate to that. I can't.
Because toys last... Like, I think the quickest a toy has lasted in our house was probably, like, 4 hours after we gave it to Loki.
Yeah. Julio treasures his toys. He takes care of them.
Yes.
They're his favorite. He gets sad when Loki comes and eats his toys.
Yeah, because we were talking about it. So, Julio is playing with a beer glass, like a stuffed beer glass. Mm-hmm. It's not actual glass. That I gave him for his birthday, which is coming up in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has it. That toy wouldn't have existed.
No. That would have been gone within an hour.
Yeah. And there was like this little green string on it. And I was like, oh, what else was on this? Because it has an orange slice. I was like, what is this? And Lindsay, what happened to the orange slice?
Well, there was a leaf that accompanied the orange slice. Yes. Except my dog didn't tear that off. Your dog did.
Mine did. Years later, mine was the one dead. Yeah. So any toy that Barley doesn't destroy is his favorite.
All right. That's fair enough.
Yep.
How did Scott and Rachel choose the Bernese Mountain Dog? Great choice, by the way.
Great
I have to
choice.
Say.
Yeah. So Scott just retired. And he was looking for a large dog that he was a very athletic. Like, they were both very athletic people.
Yeah.
But he was like, I wanted a dog that I have to walk multiple miles a day. Mm-hmm. And that's not something I was looking for in a dog. Yeah. Like, no thank you. But he said that he runs with Barley at least 6 miles a day.
Whoa.
That's just so many miles. But he was just like, yeah, that's what I wanted. So... they got a Bernese.
And they have to wake up so early
to
do it.
So early to do it. And he did say that, like, in the summertime, it's really hard. But you know what? He goes out there and does it.
That's amazing. Julio's envious of that.
Yeah. Because I'm not getting out of bed to walk Loki. I'm like, here's the outside. Run around, get some sticks.
So, do they have a nickname for Barley? Do they call him anything besides Barley?
I would say Barley Boo. I don't actually think they had a nickname for him.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair enough. Not all dogs need a nickname.
Yeah.
And what's the most ridiculous thing they've ever done for Barley?
So they thought really hard for this.
They did.
They did. And they're like, it's nothing out of the normal. I personally would say the 6 miles a day. That's ridiculous.
That's normal for them, though.
Normal
just
for them.
Just a quick 10K.
10K in the morning, feeling great.
No big deal.
But, Rachel said that he gets a cookie every night, and he knows when he gets his cookie, it's time for bed. Or night time.
Oh.
Yep.
So he's still in my heart.
I kind of hope that it was like a little tiny, like 1-inch diameter cookie, and he's just like takes it so sweetly in his mouth and just like walks to his bed and goes
was
to bed.
Was it Rachel that was saying it's like a sandwich cookie?
Yes, okay. It was Rachel. Yeah. So that's what I'm envisioning. So, it's just like so sweet and
just like
okay.
A little Oreo. Yes. Like just in his mouth. Yes. Like, Here I go.
Okay, it's time for night night.
All right, Molly, you're going to have to, you have to do this segment because I have no idea. Was it a lake day?
Absolutely. Loki loved the lake yesterday. He just, you know, did his normal run for like 8 minutes straight and mm-hmm. then sprinted into the lake to cool down.
Delicious.
Yep. And it was kind of cold yesterday. It was so cold. He was thrilled, but, yeah, and then Loki's moment of the week.
We weren't even there yet, but all right, if you just want to share it. No, go ahead, Molly.
I forgot, I'm sorry. So I just got so excited. So he did so good at recalls. Like, so good. And I really do think, and I was really, like, surprised because Taylor wasn't with me. It was literally just me. And you and Julio weren't there, and I could see it in his eyes that he was about to go into the woods and I was about to lose him. I'm like, great, this is gonna happen, whatever. So I called out for him and he immediately came, and I didn't even have treats. Like, he just, and it was multiple times, and he was just so good yesterday, and I was so proud of him. So after we went to Petco and I picked him up some treats.
What kind of treats?
The dental sticks, some greenies. Yeah, I got some greenies and then some good bellies. Yeah, because he loves good bellies. Yep. So I picked him up one of those. And then this is kind of sad, but like tracheas. I didn't know that those are like treats for dogs, but I got him a trachea.
Oh, okay.
Not human.
Well, good.
Yep. Julio's treat count.
You're just whipping through this today.
Can we stop? Can we stop?
Okay, so Molly had no time for our bongo interludes.
I forgot. This is another reason why, like, you have the notes and, like, you keep track of these things. I'm just like, da-da-da-da-da.
You were just ready. You were like, we have to get through this. I have places to go. It's Sunday fun day. Where's my mimosa?
I gotta go get my snacks for the week.
Yeah. Okay, so now go ahead, sorry. Molly. Ask me about Julio's treat count.
What is Julio's treat count?
So, as you know, but I will share with our listeners, Julio could not go to the dog park this week.
So sad.
Because he has been having some really ridiculous medical issues. So, 2 weeks ago, I took him to get his normal allergy shot because he's allergic to everything in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Which is not fun.
No.
And he still had, like, he was still bugging, like, his ear a little bit. So I made an appointment. I took him in on Monday. And they're like, yeah, he has an inner ear infection. So gave him some ear meds. And he's not allowed to get wet for like, a week and a half. And in my mind, I was like, I can keep Pooley out of the lake.
but
I cannot keep other dogs from drenching him.
Because that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Like, Loki is the one who goes into the lake.
Yeah.
And then gets Julio.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, we're not going to go to the dog park. But on top of his little ear infection, he is also allergic to the tartar that is on his teeth.
Oh.
And because of that, he's gotten some ulcers. So we did some blood work. He now has a dental cleaning scheduled.
Ugh.
And he's on some fun new meds that he super loves that I get to wipe across his gum line. He's literally the most ridiculous dog in the world.
Yes.
And I felt really bad for him yesterday. So,
because he was ready to go.
He was. He was so pumped to go to the dog park. And I was like, we can't go. So instead, I gave him what he wanted the most next, which is we did a 5K.
Yeah, and you guys crushed it.
We did. He PR'd. He,
of course he did.
He did better by 3.5 minutes. So, like, a pretty significant PR. for a pug.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was so happy. You can check out his picture of him with his medal on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Julio the running pug. All right, so Molly is going to tell you about our adoptable dogs this week because she is so anxious to tell everyone about everything. So Molly, take it away.
I just can't stop talking today. All right, so our adoptable dog of the week, or adoptable dogs,
yes,
plural, of the week are Maggie and Lucy. They are 8 months old, Shih Tzus, and they are in Orlando. So they are sisters. They're sweet, they're fun, they're playful. And they have to be adopted together. And they're not big fan of toddlers. So if you have a family...
Me neither. So, solid choice.
Solid choice.
Maggie and Lucy.
Yes. So if you have a family that has a toddler, I would not suggest Maggie and Lucy. But they do have to be together. And they enjoy playing with other dogs. And their current foster family cannot say enough great things about them. And looking at them, they're so adorable. I don't know which one is which, but whoever is the darker shade, I think it's adorable, the photo that they picked, because really you can just see the pink tongue.
Yeah.
Like, it's all dark fur, like I want to say black or some sort, but it's just like, it's adorable. So you can find out more about them at Florida Little Dog Rescue, and that website is going to be floridalittledogrescue.com.
That's the tale of the dog park for this week. We want to thank everyone who's listened to the podcast thus far. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
And stay tuned next week for the tale of Shelby, the doggo mix. She's just a mix of everything.
Can't wait.